Good morning. It's December 20th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses the leadership transition at Performance Food Group and the recent merger talks with US Foods. As reported earlier by Transport Topics, Scott McPherson will step into the role of Chief Executive Officer starting January 1st, replacing George Holm, who will transition to Executive Chair of the Board. This leadership change comes on the heels of Performance Food Group, based in Richmond, Virginia, and U.S. Foods calling off merger discussions that would have significantly altered the landscape of food service carriers. Performance Food Group currently ranks fourth among the largest private carriers in North America and operates five major food service brands, including Performance Food Service and Core-Mark. The discussions with U.S. Foods were short-lived, having started with an information-sharing agreement in mid-September before being dissolved by late November. This merger would have positioned the combined company ahead of Sysco Corporation, the leading player in the food service sector. Despite the halted merger, Performance Food Group remains active in the mergers and acquisitions market, having acquired Cheney Brothers for $2.1 billion last August and Core-Mark for $2.5 billion in May 2021. Analysts predict that the merger and acquisition activity in the trucking sector is set to increase, particularly in the temperature-controlled transportation segment, which is becoming increasingly appealing to buyers. Holm expressed confidence in McPherson's ability to lead the company, highlighting his focus on people and customer relationships. As McPherson steps into his new role, he carries a wealth of experience. Previously serving as Chief Executive Officer of Core-Mark, this transition could mark a pivotal time for Performance Food Group as it continues to navigate a competitive and evolving market.
This report discusses recent investment activity and stock performance related to Energy Fuels, Inc. According to MarketBeat's latest report, Mataro LLC has made a notable entry into the company by acquiring over 213,000 shares, valued at around $3,282,000. This investment represents a small stake of approximately 0.1% in Energy Fuels. Additionally, several other institutional investors have adjusted their holdings in the company. For instance, British Columbia Investment Management Corporation increased its position by 26%, obtaining over 111,000 shares, while Centerbrook Partners purchased a new stake valued at about $6,037,000. Vidant Advisory also expanded its investment, raising its shares by nearly 23%, totaling over 2 million shares. In terms of insider activity, Director Alex G. Morrison sold nearly 39,000 shares recently, which marked a significant reduction in his ownership. Vice President Curtis Moore also sold 25,000 shares, contributing to a total insider sale of over 463,000 shares in the past 3 months, amounting to nearly $6,935,000. On the analyst front, opinions on Energy Fuels are mixed. Roth Capital downgraded its rating from neutral to sell while raising its price target, and H.C. Wainwright set a buy rating with a higher price objective. Overall, the stock has been rated as a moderate buy, with an average target price hovering around $13.25. Energy Fuel stock opened at $15.07, reflecting a market capitalization of $3.58 billion. Its price-to-earnings ratio stands at a negative 30.75, indicating financial challenges, although the stock has seen volatility with a one-year low of $3.20 and a high of $27.33. Energy Fuels Inc. is primarily involved in the production and processing of uranium and rare earth elements, serving as a critical supplier in the nuclear energy sector, with operations centered around a unique uranium-vanadium mill in Utah.
This commentary focuses on Conagra Brands' recent earnings call and their outlook for the upcoming quarters. Insider Monkey analysis shows that Conagra Brands has exceeded earnings expectations with reported earnings per share of 0.45, slightly above analyst predictions. The company's chief executive officer, Sean Connolly, expressed optimism about achieving organic net sales growth in the second half of the fiscal year, driven by improved inventory management and a return to full merchandising. During the call, Connolly highlighted that delayed shipments has started to normalize, which is expected to enhance sales momentum moving forward. The company is seeing positive trends in their frozen and snack categories, with an emphasis on innovation and marketing strategies that align with consumer preferences for health and wellness. Furthermore, the executives discussed the company's strategic approach to pricing, emphasizing that they have not reduced prices to stimulate volume, but have instead focused on maintaining pricing to protect margins while promoting their products effectively. This strategy has allowed Conagra to return to growth in certain segments without sacrificing price integrity. Looking ahead, the executives acknowledge challenges, including inflationary pressures on certain protein costs. But they remain committed to achieving margin expansion through enhanced productivity and strategic investments in automation and supply chain resilience. Overall, Conagra Brands appears to be navigating a complex market environment with a focus on innovation and efficiency, which may bode well for their performance in the latter half of the fiscal year.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional holdings of Public Storage and the company's financial performance. According to a recent report from MarketBeat, Perpetual Limited has reduced its stake in Public Storage by 3% during the third quarter, holding just over 132,000 shares, worth around $38 million, after selling approximately 4,000 shares in that time frame. Other institutional investors have also been active, with several firms establishing new positions or increasing their existing stakes in the company. Notably, both Marshall & Sullivan and Harbor Asset Planning purchased shares valued at about $25,000 each. Meanwhile, Asset Dedication significantly raised its stake by over 100%, now owning 95 shares valued at about $28,000. Analysts have recently adjusted their price targets for Public Storage. For instance, BMO Capital Markets lowered its target from $325 to $320, while Evercore ISI reduced theirs from $315 to $309. In general, the consensus among analysts is a moderate buy rating, reflecting a mix of ratings that include 2 strong buy and 7 buy ratings. On the financial side, Public Storage recently reported earnings that surpassed expectations. The Real Estate Investment Trust posted earnings per share of $4.31, beating the consensus estimate by 7 cents. However, revenue showed a decline year over year, down by 5.4% to $1.22 billion. Looking ahead, the company has set its earnings guidance for fiscal year 2025 between $16.7 and $17 per share. Additionally, Public Storage announced a quarterly dividend of $3 per share. It translates to an annualized dividend yield of 4.6%, although its payout ratio is notably high at 124.6%. Overall, while there is institutional activity indicating a mixed sentiment towards Public Storage, the company's recent earnings performance and dividend announcement suggest that it remains a key player in the self-storage market.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional holdings of Prologis Inc., a prominent real estate investment trust. A recent update from MarketBeat indicates that Perpetual Limited has reduced its stake in Prologis by 3.7% during the third quarter, now holding just under 350,000 shares. This adjustment reflects a sale of around 13,000 shares, bringing the total value of their holdings to approximately $40 million. Interestingly, other institutional investors have taken opposite actions. Activest Wealth Management significantly increased its stake by over 637% in the first quarter, now owning 258 shares valued at around $29,000 after acquiring an additional 223 shares. Similarly, the Saudi Central Bank and Barrett & Company both entered the Prologis market with new positions valued at around $41,000 and $44,000, respectively. As for the stock's performance, shares of Prologis opened at $127.20. The company boasts a market capitalization of $118 billion and has a price-to-earnings ratio of 37.09, with a recent 12-month low of $85 and a high of $131. Its trading patterns suggest ongoing interest from various market players. Looking ahead, Prologis reported earnings of 82 cents per share in its most recent quarter, with revenues hitting $2.21 billion. Analysts forecast a projected earnings per share of 5.73 for the current year. The company has also announced a quarterly dividend of $1.01, yielding about 3.2%, set to be paid out at the end of December. Overall, Prologis continues to attract attention from analysts, with several firms adjusting their price targets. For instance, UBS Group set a target of $138, while Truist Financial raised its target to $131, indicating a generally positive outlook on the stock. However, despite these favorable ratings, some analysts have identified other stocks that they believe are more attractive at this time.
This report covers the recent changes in institutional ownership of Newmont Corporation and its financial performance. MarketBeat analysis shows that Perpetual Limited has significantly reduced its stake in Newmont by nearly 50% during the third quarter, now holding just over 398,000 shares, valued at approximately $33.5 million. Interestingly, other institutional investors have been more active, with Concord Wealth Partners increasing its holdings by over 530% in the previous quarter. They now own 457 shares, valued at around $27,000. Similarly, Evermay Wealth Management and Capital A Wealth Management also made substantial increases, with growth rates exceeding 400% in their positions. As of now, institutional investors collectively hold about 69% of Newmont's shares, highlighting the stock's appeal among larger financial entities. Looking at Newmont's performance, the company's shares recently opened at $101.52. It boasts solid financial ratios, including a low debt-to-equity ratio, which indicates strong financial health. The company recently reported earnings that exceeded expectations, posting earnings per share of $1.71 against a consensus estimate of $1.27. Revenue figures also surpassed analyst predictions, reaching $5.5 billion, a significant increase compared to the same quarter last year. In addition to strong earnings, Newmont declared a quarterly dividend of 25 cents, reflecting a healthy policy on shareholder returns. Analysts have varying outlooks on the stock, with some raising their price targets significantly, while others have adopted a more cautious stance. Overall, Newmont continues to be a focal point in the gold mining sector, with its recent performance and institutional interest suggesting robust prospects despite some fluctuations in analyst ratings.
This commentary focuses on Perpetual Limited's recent reduction in its stake in Cboe Global Markets, along with the company's latest financial performance and analyst ratings. As reported earlier by MarketBeat, Perpetual Limited has decreased its ownership in Cboe Global Markets by over 36% in the third quarter, now holding approximately 158,000 shares. This decision follows the sale of around 90,000 shares during the same period, leaving the firm with a stake valued at nearly $39 million. Institutional interest in Cboe Global Markets remains strong, with several other investors entering the scene. For instance, Missouri Trust and Investment Company and Headlands Technologies both established new positions in the second quarter, investing amounts ranging from $20,000 to $31,000. Notably, Dakota Community Bank and Trust also acquired new shares in the third quarter, with its investment valued at about $42,000. Turning to the performance of Cboe Global Markets, the company recently reported earnings that surpassed analysts' expectations, with earnings per share at $2.67, beating the consensus by 14 cents.
Revenue grew by nearly 14% year over year.
Analysts predict that the company will post earnings of nearly $9 per share for the current year. In terms of stock ratings, there has been a mix of perspectives from analysts. Keefe, Bruett and Woods raised their price target for Cboe Global Markets from $257 to $269, while Piper Sandler maintained an overweight
rating with a target of $290. Meanwhile, Citigroup adjusted its price objective to $265 from $260.
The average rating for Cboe Global Markets currently stands at hold, with an average price target of around $245. As for the stock's trading performance, shares opened slightly lower at $247.27.
The company boasts a market capitalization of approximately $25.8 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of 34.25. Investors should also note that Cboe Global Markets recently declared a dividend of 72 cents per share, reflecting a robust dividend payout ratio of just under 31%. Overall, Cboe Global Markets continues to be a significant player in the financial markets, operating multiple exchanges and trading venues, and remains closely watched by both institutional investors and analysts alike.
This report covers recent changes in institutional ownership and analyst ratings for Aptiv PLC. According to a recent report from MarketBeat, Perpetual Limited has significantly reduced its stake in Aptiv, selling nearly 37% of its shares during the third quarter. This leaves the firm with approximately 463,000 shares, valued at around $40 million. Interestingly, other large investors have also been active. Norges Bank, for example, established a new position in Aptiv worth nearly $188 million, while Hudson Bay Capital Management increased its stake by over 73%. Additionally, Envestnet Asset Management and Palace Capital Advisors both raised their holdings substantially during the same period, reflecting ongoing interest in the company. On the analyst front, several brokerages have recently updated their ratings for Aptiv.
Oppenheimer set a target price of $94, advocating an outperform rating. Meanwhile, Evercore ISI has raised its price target to $100, and Robert W. Baird increased theirs to $105. However, not all analysts are as bullish. Weiss Ratings recently issued a hold rating, indicating some caution in the market. Currently, Aptiv stock is trading around $78, slightly up from previous sessions.
The company reported strong quarterly earnings, outperforming expectations with earnings per share of $2.17 and revenue of $5.2 billion, which reflects a year-over-year growth of 7.4%. This performance has led analysts to project future earnings in the range of $7.5 to $7.8 per share for fiscal year 2025. Overall,
with institutional investors holding over 94% of Aptiv stock, it appears there is substantial confidence in the company's future prospects, despite mixed signals from analysts.
This report discusses the significant investment activity surrounding Supermicro Computer, Inc. According to a recent report from MarketBeat, Focus Financial Network has dramatically increased its stake in Supermicro Computer by more than 4,000% during the third quarter, acquiring a total of over 264,000 shares, now valued at nearly $12.7 million.
This surge in ownership reflects broader interest from institutional investors, with several hedge funds making notable investments in the company. For instance, Clearstreet acquired a stake worth over $158 million, while Norges Bank invested around $150 million. Additionally, Marshall Wace increased its holdings by nearly 600%, acquiring over 2,900,000 shares, bringing its total to more than 3 million shares valued at about $168 million. Invesco and Vanguard also boosted their positions significantly, with Vanguard owning over 66 million shares worth approximately $3.2 billion. Overall, a substantial 84% of Supermicro Computer's stock is now owned by institutional and hedge fund investors. On the trading side, Supermicro Computer's stock opened at $31.11 recently, showing some resilience despite a challenging year, with a 50-day moving average of $40.40. However, the company has faced difficulties this quarter, reporting earnings that fell short of expectations and a notable decline in revenue compared to last year. Market analysts have reacted with mixed sentiments, with some lowering their price targets for the stock. For example, Wedbush cut its target from $48 to $42 and categorized the stock as neutral, while Zacks upgraded its rating from strong sell to hold. The consensus rating among analysts is currently hold, with a price target averaging around $48. As Supermicro Computer continues to navigate these fluctuations, it remains a focal point for investors and analysts alike, particularly given its role in the expanding technology sector that includes high-performance computing and networking solutions.
This commentary discusses recent developments regarding the Progressive Corporation, particularly its stock performance and institutional investment activity. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Signal Advisors Wealth, LLC, significantly increased its stake in Progressive by nearly 70% during the third quarter, now holding over 34,000 shares valued at around $8.5 million. This move follows a trend where several institutional investors have either increased or decreased their stakes in the company. In the second quarter, New York Life Investment Management raised its position by 1.4%, owning nearly 88,000 shares, now worth over $23 million. Meanwhile, Wakefield Asset Management made a substantial move, increasing its holdings by nearly 200% to own over 9,000 shares. On the analyst front, Progressive has attracted mixed reviews recently. While Keefe, Bruyette and Woods raised their price target to $250, other firms like UBS and BMO Capital Markets have lowered their targets, indicating a cautious outlook. Overall, the consensus rating for Progressive remains a hold, reflecting a level of uncertainty among analysts. Looking at the stock's performance, it opened at about $224 recently, with a market capitalization exceeding $131 billion. The company reported earnings that fell short of expectations, with earnings per share coming in at $4.45, which was below analyst projections. In terms of dividends, Progressive announced a quarterly payment of 10 cents per share, which will be paid early next year. However, the overall yield remains modest, suggesting investors should keep an eye on the company's financial health and growth prospects moving forward. In summary, as analysts express skepticism due to concerns about growth and competition, Progressive's recent stock activity and institutional interest highlight its current market positioning. This dynamic will be worth monitoring as the company navigates these challenges and investor sentiments evolve.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.